T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I think we've become a little enamored with the fact that Allen is so special as a talent that we lose sight of the fact that this team does not have a real good O-line. They don't have a consistent run game, which they're trying to develop. And really, they have one real good receiver and then a bunch of other guys. So, you know, I think the sense is that, oh, this is a super talented offense. It's not a super talented offense. And it's built around Josh Allen being special every single game, and that's hard to play that way.
Greg Cosell on the Ross Tucker podcast.
He's right.
Kind of gets to the root of why I need them to win and look good. Because I need to see that they can overcome that reality. And every time it doesn't look like they overcome that reality, it digs deeper into my soul, Joe. And I think, I can't believe you've left yourself with this receiver core.
Yeah.
And didn't, you know, you just haven't done enough on your offensive side. They did a lot on the defense. Defense was number one last year. And they did a lot to change the defense. And they've had a lot of injuries. So, you know, hopefully the defense can get back to where it's healthy. And gives the offense more margin for error, I guess, is the goal.
I mean, they just really, what? They missed the mark on the three guys, Gabe Davis, Isaiah McKenzie, Dawson Knox. They had to have been planning on at least one of those three taking this big step forward in an expanded role. Knox, not necessarily an expanded role, but big contract. One of those three guys taking the bull by the horns and like, I'm the number two now. Beasley's gone. Sanders is gone. I can do 100 targets, and I can be 800, 900 yards, 10 touchdowns, any of those three guys. And all three are falling short of expectations. All three of them.
803-0550 if you want to chime in on the Bills-Patriots pregame, essentially. It's, you know, pregame all day. All right, so tell me about Tom Brady.
Okay, so yesterday, Jeff Howe, who used to work in the Boston media, now he's a national correspondent for The Athletic. He wrote yesterday about the possibility of Tom Brady returning to the Patriots in 2023 after this year with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. He actually wrote about several different landing spots that would be possible for Brady next year. He included the Raiders, he included the Titans, the 49ers, but also the Patriots. Among the destinations for Brady next year, and that includes the booth, by the way, where does the Patriots rank on your annoying rating, your Brady annoyance rating, if he is in New England again?
How good will he be?
How
good is he right now? He's still showing flashes.
It's a good question. He's showing flashes. Earlier in the year, there were a lot of numbers that pointed to he's still good. Their O-line is the worst in football, and they had receivers that were injured. Now, I'm seeing more and more numbers about he's just missing. Mike Evans last week, I saw had 10 targets, and 8 of them were uncatchable. So, it might be that as the season's progressed, he's starting to miss the mark more than it's just, oh, they can't protect for him. So, I would say he's still okay. But I thought earlier in the year he was still good, and he just didn't have the surroundings. And now maybe that it's being known that, okay, he has taken a step back. So he's okay, but that might be what they already have in Mac Jones.
He has gone away a little bit. Have you noticed that?
Just you mean like in the spotlight, you mean?
Yeah. They're under 500, so even though they're on TV a lot, the Bucks are, yeah. And they still get these big window games, he's kind of faded.
Yeah.
Which is wonderful. it's wonderful. Now, the playoffs will come, and they'll make the playoffs as like an 8-9 team, and it'll be about how they're going to peak at the right time.
And then they'll lose, and he'll be in the booth during the Super Bowl.
Maybe. But I just feel like he has been – he's faded a little bit, and – yeah, you know, that's nice.
It is an interesting question for what New England wants. Like, that'll be the fourth year for Mac Jones, third year for Mac Jones, and that would be giving up on it, which we talked about this yesterday. Like, I think we both agreed he probably is back next year. Are they moving off him for 46-year-old Tom Brady? Kraft will probably want to do it. Belichick didn't want to do it 4 years ago.
When he was 36. 30, right. 38, yeah.
So that might be the hurdle, right? Like, is Belichick going to sign up for that? But part of Jeff Howe's story on this was that Brady and Belichick talked for 23 minutes together in the visiting locker room in Gillette, and that they have been in contact over the past couple of years, and that he's basically making it sound like there isn't this animosity really behind the scenes between the two that would prevent a reunion if all parties were interested.
You say there's contact between the two sides. I think that means the Patriots have to forfeit a first-round pick, right? This is tampering. Forfeit that pick.
Yeah.
803-0550. Connect with our fans. Brought to you by the law firm of Gelber & O'Connell. We take your personal injury case personally. Sarah in Orchard Park. Good morning, Sarah.
Hey, guys. Just a quick, I guess, question or thought. You know, something I've been trying to sort of, I guess, reconcile after hearing Greg Cosell's comments, you know, and you guys were just saying, you know, McKenzie, Knox, maybe it was even the injury to Crowder, you know, what has caused our offense to really just be, you know, Allen Diggs, you know, what's the issue here? And sometimes I've been thinking in my, you know, to myself, I guess, hey, is it Knox, McKenzie, Gabe Davis not living up to what they are capable of, or is it, you know, Dorsey not leveraging the talent and the weapons as maybe Daboll would have in the past, for example. And, you know, I don't know that I have a strong stance either way. I was curious on what you guys, you know, are thinking. I just, you know, I've been trying to think through that. Like, is it the players not executing? Is it the play call and the strategy? If we had a different OC, would it look different? Is it first year Dorsey trying to really just hang everything on Allen? So I don't know, just a thought, and just wanted to hear your guys' take on that.
Thanks, Sarah. I think it gets to a question I asked Sal. You know, it gets to the groceries question. Why have they chased pass-catching running backs so much and yet not really used it?
Right.
McKissick, that goes away, didn't happen. James Cook, okay, a second-round pick. Then you would trade for another one in Nyheim Hines by the deadline. And earlier this year, you dressed Duke Johnson. They dressed four running backs for a game.
And Duke Johnson's a pass-catching running back, too.
Yeah. And to me, it goes back to the draft. It goes back to the way the draft fell for them. I don't want any of this to sound like the season's over, because they can overcome a lot of this stuff. They are a very, very, very good team. They can overcome. But if we're talking about, like, how do we get to this point where the offense looks like this, I think a couple things happened. The Crowder injury is one of them.
Yeah.
Davis having an injury and a bad year. Can we say he's had a bad year? Even though he's had some production.
I was going to say, he's on pace for like 900 yards and 12 touchdowns.
Yeah. He's had some drops.
I'll give you inconsistent for sure.
Okay.
Bad, even, I'm close to it. I wouldn't go all the way, though.
Okay, but the thing that Davis is limited in a way.
Yeah, oh yeah.
That opposing defenses don't have to worry about a full route tree. I mean,
it's only big plays.
Patrick Peterson kind of said that. Like, I know what's going to happen over on this side of the field with him. And if you go back to the draft, we were talking about receiver in the first round. It was receiver or corner, and corner was something they identified as a need because they don't know when Trey White's going to be back.
Yeah.
As it turns out, Trey White comes back on Thanksgiving. If all of us had known Trey White's not coming back till Thanksgiving, I think cornerback with the first pick, Joe, would have been like 94%.
But on the other hand, and we said this before the draft started, this has been a team that plugs in anybody at corner and gets production. And oh, surprise, surprise, the sixth-round rookie gets plugged right in, and, oh, you're getting pretty good play out of him.
Yep.
So the argument of you didn't need to draft a corner in the first round because you manage with whoever you put in there, that kind of held true with Christian Benford and Dane Jackson, although he's had a couple tough weeks. So, I mean, even looking back, even with hindsight, and knowing how long Tre'Davious White was out, still receiver feels to me like that was the move in the first round.
First or second. And then the second round. Let's play out how the second round happens. Like, right about now, Christian Watson is having his moment with the Packers.
Yeah.
He would look great on this team. Speed.
Yeah.
Speed plays the outside. The Bills didn't get to Christian Watson. They picked in the second round, and there's a run of receivers. A bunch of guys go, right? Alec Pierce, I think, goes.
Wendell Robinson. So, in the second round, the Bills end up picking 63rd, but they were originally 57th. So, right before 57, 54, Sky Moore. 53.
Chiefs trade up for that.
They trade up for that. 53, Alec Pierce. The Colts, by the way, traded up for that. 52, George Pickens. 50, Tyquan Thornton for the Patriots. By the way, even him, who was a joke of a pick at the time, he's shown some moments for the Patriots.
He absolutely has.
And he has speed. 44th, John Metchie for the Texans. That one just kind of got washed out because he has leukemia. Mm-hmm. He's been out for the season.
But there's a run on receivers.
Yeah, Wendell Robinson, too, and you mentioned Christian Watson. So that is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 receivers that went before them in the second round.
And then they trade down twice.
Yep.
And take a running back.
Yep.
And could they have moved up for one of those guys? Were they in love with one of them and they got beat to the spot? Because, you know, we could all talk about how it's great to be responsible. The Bills drafted a punter. They also drafted a linebacker in the third round that, how often does he see the field?
Special teams.
Special teams linebacker. Yeah. In a Super Bowl window, to me, it always seemed like a good idea to go receiver. Okay, they draft Khalil Shakir. And when that happens, the biggest concern I have is, like, I wasn't worried about your slot. You had Crowder.
Yeah.
You have McKenzie. I'm worried about the outside.
Right.
And the idea that Shakir can play the outside, we just haven't seen it. It doesn't happen. So, like, Beckham can play everywhere. And that's why that became kind of like this life vest if you want to have receivers that can give you more options. Think about it this way. Diggs goes off the field a decent amount, right?
Yeah, but yeah, he's only at like 70% this year, snaps.
When Diggs is off the field, how would you defend the Bills? You know Gabe Davis has limited route tree.
Yeah.
McKenzie and what? Shakir never gets the ball thrown to him.
No, like Knox is...
With Diggs off the field, I have almost no threats.
Yeah.
And, you know, again, like, they can overcome this. Dorsey's got to find the answers to this. The thing I've never understood is why they would ever have a team where Josh Allen, for 3-4 years, throws to receivers at a higher rate than I think every quarterback in the NFL. Allen to wideouts, it has been their offense.
Yeah.
And they go into a year with not enough talent on the outside. Like, it looks to me like, hey, it didn't fall for us. And again, Von Miller has referred to the Beckham thing as the plan all along. Maybe it has been the plan all along. And if that's the case, well, you know, okay. Just no complaints, get to the postseason, get him healthy. You have a receiving core that I think is to be much respected if he's, you know, good enough to play, if he's ready to play. But if you don't get Beckham, I think it ends up being, well, maybe one of your
Pray for John Brown.
Pray for John Brown to make a contribution, yeah. I don't think it's hindsight. You know, this conversation to be had about receivers, I don't think it's hindsight. It's not hindsight when, throughout the offseason, we talked about it.
Yeah.
And I think I might have tweeted, and this is how you know it's official, Joe, 35 different GIFs of trains saying, get on the wide receiver train.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's true and it's real.
Go ahead.
So I was just going to say, they can get over it. They can get through it because Allen gets them through a lot of stuff.
Yep.
But man, I think they've made his job tougher.
Yeah.
Through this.
Before we take a timeout, get your tickets to Trans-Siberian Orchestra, The Ghosts of Christmas Eve, the best of TSO, and more. It's returning to KeyBank Center for two shows. They're both on Thursday, December 22nd at 3 o'clock and at 7:30. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.